Chapter 9, Mishnah 1. So the background to this mission is, it's now talking about that the food has to become wet in order to be able to accept Tumantit, which we've mentioned before. It has to become wet by one of the seven liquids, which he lists here: water, dew, oil, wine, milk, blood, and honey. That's one of the seven liquids. But the other important thing is that it has to become wet in such a way that the owner desired that wetness, right? There's intention has got to factor in there. So the background to this is, at what point does the wetness of an olive, the moisture or the oil that drips out of an olive naturally, at what point is that considered wetness of the olive? And at what point does the owner want that to become wet? So you'll see, he says, Masim Makablin Tum, at what point do olives contract impurity because of the moisture that comes out of them? Mishiyaziu Zayas Hama'atan, when they emit moisture in the vat. And what's going on? The olives were heaped up in the vat, and there they would become warm and they would become softened, and apparently that used to help them get the oil out of the olives. So the moisture dripping from them at that point would make them susceptible to impurity, because the owners wanted that. That's what they wanted. They wanted to become warm and soft and emit that kind of oil. Avalozaya kupa, but not in the basket. If they were just being harvested and put in a basket and they emit moisture at that point, they don't become susceptible to impurity yet, because the owner doesn't want that emission yet. Kedivre Beishama, and that is according to the view of Beishama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Shir Zah Shloisha Yamim. He says the standard for emission is 3 days. That's only if the olives have been in the vat for 3 days, will at that point the moisture that they emit make them susceptible to impurity. Basil Omerim Mishis Chabru Shloisha Zelazeh. He says when three have become softened enough to be connected to one another, that's only at that point will they become susceptible to impurity. And Rabban Gamliel Omer, he says, Mishitigamer Malachdan, only when the work has been completed. Only when the work has been completed, meaning when no more olives are going to be added to the vat. Right, yeah. So that's at that point. The Chachamim Omrim Kedivrav, and the sages endorsed his view. The sages agreed with Rabban Gamliel's view, and that is the halacha, follows the Chachamim and Rabban Gamliel. That only when they're not going to add any more olives to the vat, and it starts to emit moisture at that point, so that's desired moisture, and now the olives will become susceptible to impurity.